Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. The voice is on the way in the right direction, shall we say? And you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Actually, I've got a little bit of a sore throat today, but I think that's a season, isn't it? Season and maybe being tired a bit.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Now, one of the things we mentioned last month was a thing called Ye Dusty Support Group. And I don't think at the time when we spoke, we were actually quite sure of which day it was going to happen. But it's now happened first time last week, actually, February the 13th. Happened last week. And, how did it go?
Oh, the Ye Dosti, which means this friendship, it was brilliant, actually, Tony. It was really good. We had a lawyer. A lawyer came in and he gave us his free time, so thank you very much for that. And it was about power of attorney and wills and how they're so important, especially when you've got somebody maybe with dementia in the family. And these sort of the subjects that you don't really want to deal with, really, do you, Tony? You're kind of hesitant when it comes to finances of your parents or your grandparents and, you know, the assets that they have. But I think it just for me, it really highlighted the issues that we need to have honest and open conversations about power of attorney and wills and what they mean, the legal terms, what it means for a family to actually have that kind of narrative going. Because you need to make hard decisions, especially when somebody's got dementia and, you know, they need to be, you know, have that kind of reassurance that their assets or whatever hard work they've worked for are going to the right people. And
There are two different types you can get now. I mean, used to have power of attorney for my mother, and it was only one sort you had in those days, and it covered everything. Now, of course, you've got one that looks after the monetary side of things, but then you've got the other one which looks after the health side of things. And there are all sorts of controls and costs involved in actually taking this work on. It's very, very complicated these days. So anything to do with that, anybody explaining it would be welcome for anybody, I would think.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't know there was a financial power of attorney.
Yeah.
And it's health. I think it's health as well with regards to your health.
Yeah.
But I think we're so scared with these issues. Mm. We're so scared to say, actually, you know, Mum, you're not well. And what can we do to make the, you know, financial... Sometimes people have to pay for their care homes and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's so important and it's so relevant to get proper information. And it shouldn't be so expensive as well, Tony. You know, you can do it online, it can be, but you can do online. And apparently, if you have pension credit, you do get some sort of, you don't need to pay all the amount or something.
No.
So it's worth getting that information, actually.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. It's best to do it when you're of full sound mind. Never mind the fact that, you think, it won't happen to me. The chances are at some point you're going to need somebody to look after your affairs for you, be it money or be it your health. It's very, very worthwhile actually getting sorted out. It's a topic of conversation, I think, really, that I need to have with a couple of experts on the show at some point. But for now, that's one of the things that you were talking about then. Now, you've got this coming up again in a month's time, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I do, because this group is... It's kind of, it means bringing people together, really, basically.
Yeah.
It means everybody. And I think sometimes when you're a carer or you're an unpaid carer looking after a family member, you need to offload a lot of the things that you're going through emotionally, physically, maybe, you know, talking about finances, talking about your own health. So this group, it happens every month.
Yeah.
And the next one is on the 12th of March. And the theme for that would be about, you know, different cultures and celebrations of different cultures, and you know, and it's just having a cup of tea and having a nice chat with people that are going through the same journey as you. So every month we have a different theme. So next, the 12th of March, Broadfield Community Centre, 10:30, the theme will be about different cultures and how we all get together and celebrate different cultures. And I think, you know, a lot of people are very lonely, and just having that conversation with somebody, it really helps. It really helps to talk.
So at the Broadfield Community Centre on In the small hall there at Broadfield Barton. If anybody needs it, the postcode is RH119BA. Just as a slight aside on this, notice is actually at 10:30 in the morning till 12 o'clock. Now, there are a lot of people who are, of course, working as well. I'm not sure, don't know whether it's... whether it'd be possible to do anything like that in the evening, because I mean there's so many people that would need to know or would like to know more about this particular topic.
No, you're right, and hopefully in the future we will probably have maybe something in the weekend or something in the evenings. I mean, you're right, it's all about timing as well, and the capacity and staff and our work during the day and whatever. You're right, but yeah, no, and I think it's, there's a lot of little social groups happening in Crawley actually, Tony, with regards to dementia. You've got the Forget Me Nots, you've got a Crawley Football Foundation have started something.
They've started
something, and I think it's all about communicating and engaging with each other and sharing our journeys and our stories. So as I say, Crawley, there's lots of little bits and pieces going on. Sometimes you have to research, actually you have to look it up on websites and things to see, but there are a lot of good things happening in the evening and during the day.
And of course, all in conjunction with Carers Support West Sussex as well. You can report back on that one again in a month's time, see how we did with that. The second thing that we've got this morning is something I know is very close to your heart, because words and the written word, the spoken word are very, very you're partial to this stuff, really. Crawley Poetry Trail is what we're talking here, and it's described as the light and life in Crawley, a celebration of compassion and nature in Crawley. It takes place in the town centre between the 29th of February and the 31st of March. What's it all about?
Oh my God, this is brilliant. I love this idea. So the Poetry Trail is, well, it's through Wordfest as well as Crawley Writers Circle, and it's the people that are in Crawley Writers Circle, they've written poems on different topics, friendship, kindness, and what Crawley means to them as well, what home means to them, what Crawley means to them. So the poems will be displayed in different ways in 9 different locations. So for example, we'll have a poem on the bandstand in Memorial Gardens, we'll have some poems in Crawley Museum, we'll have a poem in Crawley Library. And I think it's such a wonderful, beautiful idea that we can spend a few minutes reading poems as we're going around, even just for a bit of shopping or just taking the kids out or the grandparents for a walk. So it's such a beautiful idea, Light and Life in Crawley, and it's a poetry trail. I just hope everybody will go and read at least one poem in that 3-4 weeks that the poems are going to be displayed. It's such a beautiful idea, Tony. It's just an amazing idea.
It's language, of course, language is so important to all of us, but it's never really highlighted that much, you know. I just love to see these sorts of things going on, because most people look and think, oh, poetry trail, a bit of poetry. Now, if you're into poetry, fine, but if you're not, it's one of those things, but it's the language element of this that I think is going to make the difference, isn't it? And it is actually a trail.
Yeah, it's a trail, so it's in 9 different locations. So we've got a launch day on the 29th of February. So what will happen is that you can walk together as a group. You don't need to like poetry, Tony. Yeah. You don't need, it's just the idea of words and sharing those words and in a rhythm and in kind of like, I suppose, celebrating language. And all of them are in English language, so everybody can probably read them. It's just the celebration of language and words, and you can go as a group, you can go as an individual, you can just, when you're doing a bit of shopping, you can look at what's going on. And it's accessibility to poetry. I think this is what we wanted to say, is the poetry shouldn't be hidden away. Literature, this shouldn't be hidden away. It shouldn't be just be about Shakespeare and Burns and, you know, Rumi. It's about actually having accessibility to these poems, and I think that's what makes the beauty of this poetry trail, that it's open to everybody and it's for everybody.
That is, of course, the Crawley Poetry Trail, and find it at the Memorial Gardens, County Mall, Crawley Museum, and Crawley and Broadfield Libraries, along with St John's Church. And there are trail maps to go and find as well.
Yeah, brilliant. And I know the trail maps are really good because they talk a lot about trees and nature as well. And it's, yeah. I think Crawley, we've got a lot to celebrate here. I say it all the time, even the town, even the memorial gardens, even the shops. Well, not the closed shops, but even the shops that are open, we can celebrate that we've got great stuff going on in Crawley at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's the stuff that you've got going. I mean, just as a brief example of that, I'm looking at the crawley.gov.uk website, which has information about things that are on locally. And you've got things like Spring Forward Light and Sound Installation, which starts it's Friday the 23rd of February at the Memorial Gardens, also on the 24th as well. And it features some lantern-lit community parade with a dragon made of reused car parts. That's wonderful.
Wow, I love that idea. Yeah. And we talk about recycling and upcycling quite a lot these days, isn't it? And why not use that as a creative art form? I think that's brilliant. And a lot of people are doing that now, Tony, because I think we waste a lot of material. So it's good to put it back in something that is creative and again, accessible to people to come and share. And art should not be hidden away. It should be any form, written, you know, puppets or Muppets or whatever, you know. I think it's so important, and you know, I think these things are so great that we can use those materials again.
Well, just to complete the sentence, because it's wonderful how it's described here. Dragon Heartbeats is a favorite at festival events and around the country, and will be leading the launch event, constructed of hubcaps breathing fire and accompanied by live percussion and fireworks.
Wow. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's wonderful.
And it's good for everybody. I think it's accessible for the young and the old. So I think, go along, go and see and be part of something. Brilliant. It's really good.
Yeah, and also part of the Spring Forward Light installation and on the same days, the Friday and the Saturday. It's the same sky. The Spring Forward installation will be in the central bedding area of the Memorial Gardens, with animals and plants from the forest, field, city and sea, featuring new sculptures by Crawley students and Same Skies professionals. The installation will showcase light sculpture, should I say, of creatures that emerge during the spring. I've got to see a dragon car or a dragon made of reused car parts, including hubcaps.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Fabulous. And that's the creativity of somebody, isn't it? They've created something out of something. I think it's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of the events is on its over 2 days. I mean, there's just endless amounts of stuff going on at the moment. This Homecoming Queensway, which is described as a multi-layered touring and participatory ultraviolet art installation. So, I mean, there's lots and lots of art going on as well, isn't there?
I love that. And we've been saying it for many years now, Tony, that Crawley, they've got a lot of creative people. We just need to bring everybody together, if that makes sense. And arts, creativity, writing, poetry, film, music, dance. I think Crawley, come on, let's put our stamp on it. Forget going to Brighton and London. Come to Crawley.
Say, looking at this list, it's quite ridiculous. The other thing, of course, that you have in Crawley is the Wordfest. There's a crime weekend, believe it or not, the Brewery Shades and Ancient Priors on the High Street. It's two events. There's Noir at the Bar. Sounds very sort of flash, doesn't it, really? Mm. And an event in the kitchen of the Ancient Priors, which lends itself to discussions about grisly topics.
Oh, my God. I love crime, though. I really got into crime last year. I've been watching a lot of things on TV about crime. But Wordfest, and I've been part of Wordfest for a few years now. Yeah. It's an amazing, amazing... It's a whole month of events. And crime, there's comedy, there's authors coming, there's a family day in the library on the 2nd of March it's a Saturday. But I think Wordfest, again, it just brings everybody together. And it's got different layers of things like crime, and then you've got comedy. You've got workshops about writing. You've got The Right Way Up, which is a performance by the Crawley Writers Circle in Ifield Barn on the 19th of March. So there's all sorts of things happening all through March, and I love it.
One of those things, I've got to mention this, because one of those things I've just discovered, for anybody that thinks, oh, this is just highbrow stuff, if you actually like murder, mystery, and some dark, grisly stuff, which lots of people do, almost like a horror thing. Mm. On March the 15th to March the 17th, the Acid Bath Murder, the live experience at Hounds. So it's an immersive experience in the town centre. And joining up with Crawley Crime Wordfest 24 for a special offer. I say you can get some money off as well, and it's called the Acid Bath Murder. I know no more than that, or murderer, should I say. Yeah, I know nothing more about that. My wife would love that.
and that's another thing that Crawley is highlighted on, isn't it? The acid murderer. That's fascinating as well. And there's a bit in the Crawley Museum about him as well, about what he used and how he did the murder. So that's interesting as well, isn't it? I love it. I mean,
well, it's combining words with history, isn't it?
Yeah, and history is so important, as you know, history, and that's and that could be creative as well, history and how we look upon history. But yeah, definitely, it's a brilliant month. March is going to be amazing in Crawley.
Well, it's going from, as you mentioned, family days to mother tongue to, well, acid baths, you know. it's quite a thing. And again, you can find out more about WordFest at wordfestcrawley.org. And there's an awful lot going on there. What else have we got?
We've got something called Homecoming. It's kind of, how do I describe it? Interesting. I think it'd be quite interesting. So it's on the theme of what does home mean to you? So when you think of home, Tony, for example, what does it mean to you? Safety, love, kindness.
It's a place to rest your head.
Yeah, place to rest your head. And
recharge.
I think, recharge. And I think safety is a big thing as well. Mm. Love, having a home with a lot of love and care and kindness. I think that's important. So this is like an installation as well, actually. And it's a creative installation. And it will have, like, for example, I sent something about what home means to me. Mm. So my voice might be there somewhere in the installation. Different languages about what home means and what its significance it is to us, and especially in Crawley, what does Crawley as a home mean to a lot of us? So I think this is just an amazing and I think it's next week, actually. It's going to be installation.
It's actually this week.
Oh, is it this week?
Week? Okay. Starts on the 22nd. Of course, is not too far away now, is it?
Yeah, it's not. I can't believe this year is just going crazy.
It's actually starting on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant.
Until Thursday till Saturday. So again, worth looking at. Many, many things going on, and lots of it cultural, and lots of it, well, slightly more grisly, as we've discovered.
Which is good. You have that combination of very nice themes and then suddenly all this murder going on. But I think that's great. I think Crawley, come on, up and coming. You be proud of where you live and take part of all the events that are happening. Participate in the creative events. I think we all need that kind of engagement to happen, really.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you, because I haven't sort of mentioned this at all, either before when we were talking off air or now. Creative Crawley, what's going on there?
Oh, Creative Crawley. There's lots of things happening with Creative Crawley, actually.
Yeah.
We've got a few projects in the pipeline, a few things happening coming up.
Okay.
And, you know, we are part of different things that are happening in Crawley as well at the moment.
Of course.
And we've actually started, we've got kind of like a hub now opposite the Crawley Hospital now.
Oh,
so
right.
We've got a hub. We're going to try and get more people to come and engage with us, share your stories, be creative. So please look out for lots of things that are happening. You can go onto our website. There's things like Give It A Go. There's things like poetry. There's a mural. We're going to have different murals around Crawley. I don't know if I mentioned that last time. So the community, there was some workshops happening, and the community got together and thought about murals to happen in certain places. So in Broadfield, we're going to have a mural, I can't remember now, but it's going to be in Broadfield near the Barton, and it's going to be, and we're going to have a launch, but it's the community actually telling Creative Crawley, this is what we want in our communities, in the sense of creativity creative ideas.
Yeah.
So that's a big launch going to be coming up soon. And yeah, just keep an eye on the websites and keep an eye on what we're saying as well. It's going to be brilliant. Mm. It's going to be brilliant.
CreativeCrawley.com is the space for that one. And all of these details are going to be available when this conversation goes up on our website in a short while, with all of the links to the various different things that we've been talking about this morning. Parveen, time has beaten us once again, as always. I know you and I could probably talk for hours. Sadly, the constraints, constraints, probably, constraints of a show of this type is that we have a short space of time. There we go. We can always come back and do it again next month, can't we?
Yes, we can. Thank you very much, Tony.
Good to talk, Parveen.